This is GQDN for January 24th. It's Friday, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By the way, it's a 2-for-1 sale at Audible. So you might get 2 books or 2 credits if you use our link for Audible. Okay? It's up on the site, on the main page, thegroupquest.com. But go get it. Go get it, go get it, go get it. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. 25% off of your purchase. Come on, you know it. Love it. It's delicious. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got a couple of games. A game that's coming out. One's going to be free. Speaking of games, how about a digital library for Video Game History Foundation? And of course, we're going to the esports corner as well. But today, we begin with Rainbow Six Siege. GameSpot.com did say that if you cheat in the game, you're gonna get banned. And it's a permanent ban. Here we go. So, Rainbow Six Siege got up on Twitter and said, quote, "Y'all thought we were playing." And they put up the emojis ban and hammer. But Ubisoft put a link up so that way they could share more details about the banning system. So they said, quote, "We've heard your feedback and are updating our sanctioning system for players detected for botting. Players will now be permanently banned on their first botting offense rather than an initial 15-day ban followed by a permanent ban on the second offense. This stricter and more aggressive sanctioning has been made possible by an imposed detection system that drastically reduces false positives. As for now, sanctioned by our systems will be kicked from their ongoing match, and the match will be automatically canceled. Along with Y9S4.2, we're shipping a new round of hardening and security updates, as we did in each patch, 4.0, 4.1, 4.1.1, with a major disruption and impact on most prevalent cheat providers. So the ban hammer has been activated. Just be warned." Final Fantasy also has their problems as well. And it's Final Fantasy 14. According to Kotaku, some of the fans were freaking out about a mod tool that could be used to track down players and stalk them in the game. And the mod is called Player Scope, which was created last year and was shared at GitHub. But it didn't hit players until earlier this month after the post that was made on the Final Fantasy 14 subreddit. So, the game director, Noki Yoshida, did write on the Lodestone forum about this. And he said, quote, "We have confirmed that there exist third-party tools that are being used to check Final Fantasy 14 character information that is not displayed during the normal gameplay. The tool is being used to display segment of any Final Fantasy 14 character internal account ID, which is then used to attempt to further collate information on other characters on the same Final Fantasy 14 server's account." And the fans saw that, and they were not impressed. One player did write, quote, "The response is a joke, and I expected more regarding this issue," end quote. Now, IGN did say that GitHub has already removed the Player Scope mod from the page because they were violating the terms of service. But there are some worries that the tools were backed up in some other places that way players could look for it and try to use it. Now Yoshida did try to reassure the fans that no personal data was used, but the question is still out there, is the team going to provide an update for the game to try to close that out? If that question does get answered, we'll let you know. Did I say the word close? Well, if you're out there in Britain, Microsoft has closed its Microsoft store in Britain. So if you're looking to get a PC there, you might want to look somewhere else. Oh, too bad it wasn't looking like this. Because according to Eurogamer, there's a Video Game History Foundation and its digital library will come out next week. Now, back in 2023, the Video Game History Foundation did announce that they were going to creating a digital library, and that would allow users to access the collection of magazines, art books, stuff like that from from home. Back then, there was no release date for said system. But they got up on social media just recently, and they did reveal that the digital library will be coming on the 30th, so 6 days from now. So, Frank Sabete, sorry if I butchered that one, my apologies, got up on Blue Sky and said, quote, over on the Game History Org Blue Sky Social Discord, we have been showing off and playing with our work in progress digital library soon. This is going to be such a great resource. I asked it to show me every video game magazine in our collection, The Chronicle Order, that says Metroidvania. And he showed a picture of that on Blue Sky. This could be interesting. Mm-hmm. Now, we go to the evil geniuses. Because according to EE Sports Insider, yes, we're going to the eSports corner. The evil geniuses teamed up with MIBR to eliminate Furia and Cloud9. And that was done in the BCT Americas kickoff. Furia lost 2-0 to Evil Geniuses, and MIBR took out Cloud9 in a 2-1 series. Evil Geniuses and MIBR will now face off with each other in the lower bracket on February 1st. And that's with the winner will be keeping their hopes alive for the Masters Bangkok spot. Good luck to those two teams. We got a couple of games coming to the Nintendo Switch library via IGN.com. That'll be Fatal Fury 2, Suetakon, and Super Ninja Boy. Those three games will be coming to Switch. How about a game you can get for free? Deus Ex, according to PC Games N, is now free via Amazon Prime. So if you're looking to get that game, and say if you have like Twitch, yeah, you can look that up on Amazon as well. Yep, it's all there. It's all there. And that's all part of Amazon Prime Gaming. Go check that out. But there's a game going to beta, and that'll be Fatal Fury City of the Wolves. According to Hardcore Gamer, on February 20th to February 24th, the game will be in beta. That'll be on PC, all via Steam, PlayStation 4 and 5, and all the Xbox systems. And by the way, you will not need the PlayStation Plus or Xbox Game Pass subscription to play the beta. In Fatal Fury, that's quite a few characters already announced, which is a slightly big list, so I won't say anything about the list. But know that the beta's coming if you're looking into that fighting game, and we'll see how it goes. Tomorrow night, twitch.tv/DawnForge for all the weekly news. It's a little bit of Xbox, I think. Yeah. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.